Hi, I'm Madeline Shebs, and welcome to the Weekday Meditation. I'm so glad you joined us today. For the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck Allen will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you into a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So settle in and let's join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's Weekday Meditation. Paul writes to the Ephesians in chapter 2, beginning in verse 2, "You used to live in sin, just like the rest of the world, obeying the devil, the commander of the powers in the unseen world. He is the spirit at work in the hearts of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. By our very nature, we were subject to God's anger, just like everyone else." You know, this text speaks to us that in Him we could do all things, and apart from Him, we're just like anything else in the world. We allow ourselves to be subject to Satan and all he wants to drag us into. And you know, friend, sin is something that is an epidemic that touches every human on the planet. We've all missed God's perfect mark. But this reminder, we used to live in sin, but in Christ, they are really, seriously, deeply, we are overcomers because of Him. We can live beyond that. All of us used to live that way, following the passionate desires and inclinations of our sinful nature. So today I remind you of what we've said earlier this week in our meditations. When you start to wander in this time of listening to the Lord's voice, speak these words out loud. In you, all things are complete. In you, all things are complete. So today, let's pray. Lord, we thank you and praise you that we don't have to live like the rest of the world. We can live in you, for you, and you can live in us and for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, because in you, all things are possible, and apart from you, we could do nothing. So, Lord, as we come together in quietude and in solitude, as individuals and as the thousands that are joining us, Lord, would you speak specifically into our lives how you want to complete us, how you want to work in our life this week? So friend, I want you to be able to not say amen there, but to say amen at the close of our time when I come back after you've taken a few moments to hear the voice of God. I'll mind the time and I'll be right back. Well, the end of that passage says, by our very nature, we were subject to God's anger just like everyone else. But you know what God did? He didn't come to us in anger. He came to us in love. Because he first loved us, we can love him. In him, all things are complete. God bless you. Thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. If you're looking for more resources like this one, just jump over to our sister podcast, The Weekday Podcast, and add a cup of encouragement to your day. It's just 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Pastor Chuck will be back tomorrow with another weekday meditation. Thanks for joining us today, and go in peace.